At the Southern University Laboratory School, this sixth grade class is learning about math.
We're looking for the what kind of multiple?
Least common multiple.
All right, we don't need the greatest. So what's the least common multiple of 8 and 12?
24.
All right, now let's go for 64. Let's do that one. Let me erase these 8s.
The lab school at Southern serves students from pre-K through 12th grade. Its director, Dr. Ronnie Harrison, says that the lab school's connection to the university is what gives it an edge.
And if you look at all other charter schools or a school in general, how many of them have an opportunity to have a kid come on the campus, work not only with the faculty of that school, but also university faculty? Our four-year-olds have conversations with university professors, with PhDs, and they come over and they teach our kids in a manner that it's different.
The lab school nearly closed in 2012 due to a lack of funding, but volunteers at the school, like Preston Castile, fought to keep it open.
And for a bunch of us who were volunteers, we thought that that was obviously a terrible idea, because what the laboratory school does on the Baton Rouge campus, like any other laboratory school, it creates a pipeline to higher education, which is what our laboratory school has done for many, many years. And we felt like if we lost that pipeline, we'd probably be in a worse predicament in the long run.
With their help, the lab school turned itself around. Now, it's doubled its enrollment, added a virtual school, and started a waiting list.
But the idea then was, if we've done that in Baton Rouge, in an urban area with disadvantaged children who need the help, and we've been able to provide that service to Baton Rouge students, could we provide a similar service to students throughout the state? And that's when the idea of becoming a local charter authorizer came about, and that is, as a higher education institution that has had some considerable experience at the elementary and secondary level, how can we expand our scope beyond what we're doing here in Baton Rouge to other parts of the state?
A local charter authorizer is an organization that oversees charter schools. It's like a school board. Southern won't actually operate any charter schools, but it will invite charter operators to come to Louisiana and open schools under Southern's purview. Harrison hopes the lab school can provide a template for those charters.
We will have a chance to choose charters, organizations to come in and really, I guess, guide them through some of the things that we were successful here with the lab school and make sure that they implement some of those things.
Southern hopes that becoming an authorizer instead of an operator will help them avoid some of the pitfalls that other charter schools have seen, like sudden shutdowns and D or F ratings. Castile says it helps to think of a charter authorizer as an office building.
Let's say you've got a school that's being run, a building. I mean, the building that we're in right now is a building and lots of businesses are in it. You can move one company out of the building and bring another company in, another management company in. So the same thing here, that if you close down the operating entity, the building and the children could stay. You might just have a different set of managers of that organization, and that would be the idea.
It's an idea that started at the laboratory school.
And do what?
Keep
and show your work. There's nothing wrong with showing your work.
For WRKF News, I'm Case Duckworth.